being set in the city, mobilized. I love what you said, mobilizing the city opening. That was great. I love that. Did I envision it before you got to Gibney? How did Jasmine feel about that each performance, and did things change dramatically based on the flow of the city? So when Everett and I mentioned this a little later, but when we were at Kelly Strayhorn Theater in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it was our first dive into the work, into this chapter of the work. At the time, Alice Shepard was a part of our the team. We had Jasmine, Hearn, and Tendai Kumba. And we were in this beautiful space. KST has this beautiful space called Alloy Studios. And we only had 12 sets of headphones. And so we were like, oh, well, maybe we can do this kind of modular installation kind of thing that this was right after Nia and I presented La Forte's Memory with Holdings at BAX, where we really did a module, like a kind of installation where like folks could walk around and experience different things in different rooms. So I was like, oh, we could totally do that here and then let it culminate in the final room. But that way folks could experience the three-dimensional audio, but they would experience it in different groups. And so the dancers would repeat a section. It was really satisfying for the dancers. They loved it. And I loved it. And I found a way to incorporate the section I Won't Complain into the mix. It was really sweet. And the audience, you know, really connected to it and asked some wonderful questions. We learned so much. Well, I thought when I got to Gibney, I said to Craig, I want to do that too, except we're in New York and going to see work and taking class and just participating in the dance world becomes more and more of an expensive venture. And I feel like that about this dance studio thing. And I'm really curious about part of this work really being public. Like, yeah, there's the show that you got to go get tickets to, but what if some of this work just unfolds before us? So that was my original idea to Craig. And I thought that we could do it in a modular way, like we did it at KST. But as we started working in the space, I felt in the small studio, the media lab, the in and out was so cumbersome that it seemed a bit, I just wasn't sure that was working. So then I started thinking about where Gibney was, and I realized, God, we're down here near City Hall. We're in City Hall. Wow. Here we are having a conversation about systems and institutions and their impact on this conversation around mental illness and substance abuse and how they interact with systemic poverty. And here we are in a place where systemic poverty is rooted in legislation and policies, where resources are distributed in such a way that they don't trickle down. And here we are, you know, sort of amidst that soup. And so I thought, well, why not just let the audience start? Let's go ahead and contextualize the conversation. There were a couple of things that also happened. Like, I wanted to do a panel conversation to contextualize the conversation before the show that we weren't able to make happen for many numerous reasons, which turned out to be a good thing. But I wanted to really contextualize the conversation because I felt insecure about my capacity to do that choreographically alone. I was really nervous about that more. Like, how do I have a conversation about, you know, a history of systems and institutions in a dance? Jeez, this just seems like a really ambitious pursuit. But New York is New York, and it really, I mean, and the environment had everything that I needed to have the conversation by just being what it is. And so that's how I envisioned that section. That's how we came up with that section, just by literally abstracting something that we know oh so well as New Yorkers. We know scaffolding. We know leaning on poles. We know concrete. God, do we know concrete in this city? You know, we know grayness. We know folks living at the edges of our reality, you know, if we're living in a kind of reality that, you know, that borders on a kind of fringe, however you might decide, you know, determine what that is for yourself. You know, we know dismissing and walking by folks and letting them experience what they're experiencing, which is actually could be probably the most considerate and polite thing we could do, is to let folks experience what they're experiencing as long as they're not harming themselves or anyone else, right? And we know that really well. The question is, if we could start off with the question at the beginning of the piece, what does that have to do with us? And that's how what I was, and that is has been the question that's really driven my investigation through over the past 3 years. What does this have to do with me? Why am I having this conversation? What does this have to do with me? And I guess I would say maybe that's part of what the discovery of the one of the major discoveries has been. Is discovering that it has everything to do with me, with how I think, with how I work, with how I label people, with how I label myself, with how I pursue my own health recovery, with how I live and operate, with how I operate in community. When I say in community, I mean my family, my friends, beyond my friends, with what I allow in or out. Has everything to do with me. And so Jasmine brings that home for us as a performer. She introduces that question to us right away, using the parable of Jesus, when Jesus came into the temple and destroyed it because of the selling of goods in on holy ground. That was his first dismantling of and questioning and trashing of system, of an institution that the folks had just allowed to happen in what was supposed to be their most sacred spaces. And yet it's been sort of corroded with a value on the mundane. And yet this is supposed to be sacred spiritual space. And everyone is actually more concerned with the mundane. And that's what I really loved that. I really loved the way that parable sort of foreshadowed our pursuit in the piece, was to be questioning, interrogating, trashing, kicking at the institutions that we so readily or that we have historically so readily embraced, that are tearing away at our or ripping away at our sensitivity and our capacity to be human beings and to be cultural creative beings, that has everything to do with how we sustain. So yeah, that's how I arrived at that. So long-winded. Okay, done.